This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
It's Monster My Podcast.
And these are Mud Men. I don't feel good saying that.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, no, there's no good. The M section's unfortunate. And the N section. So these guys, I don't know. Like, I have mixed feelings of these guys. I think that they're like, it'd be a cool thing to exist in real life. But
it'd be horrifying. I would just be out tossing silica packets on my lawn, hoping that
it would be super horrifying.
Yeah,
but like it feels like a natural thing. It doesn't feel like it interacts with D&D adventureness, you know.
Yeah, very much. So this is the product, I think, of just like somebody accidentally dropping an enchanted item in a puddle. Right.
Yeah.
Like these are just kind of semi-elemental creatures, but not exactly, that subsist on just kind of sucking the magic out of things. They eat dweemers.
Yes. Yeah. And they're called, just to make it hard to say, dwemerlings.
Mm-hmm.
Dwemerlings. The coolest thing is it could be runoff from a magical cave or something.
Yes.
Because the way this opens, it makes it sound like magical rivers are a thing. Like they protect magical rivers and streams. Like, how often is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, whenever you build a bridge to Terabithia, all of the water that passes under it kills your childhood friend.
And yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
They're just guardians of that.
Yeah.
Right? So like they don't really do anything other than just like go up and attack people who are attacking this water. But if you leave, like you just have to walk away from them.
Right. Like they will not live, they cannot perceive anything outside their puddle. Right.
Yeah.
So you would have to like be walking in a pretty big bog where they could just move around inside of it. Otherwise, it's literally just a sheriff at the county line.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the water line, like, and that's it's so easy to avoid. And maybe you need to cross that river and that's your, you know, the closest thing you have to a hook.
Yeah. Yeah. And like they can kill you, like everything in D&D second edition, there's a way that it can kill you semi-instantly. Like they attack by throwing pieces of themselves. They attack by throwing mud, which will cause you to slow. And if they can coat your entire head, you take suffocation damage until you die after 5 rounds.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But that takes a while. Like they have to keep hitting you.
Right.
And keep hitting you and keep hitting you and keep hitting you. And like, honestly, at any given point, you just walk away. You know, like it's just like I don't need to go into this river.
Oh my god, what I'm imagining is like a town full of bayou folk who that is the Ooh. Way they execute people. You know, they're criminals. They stake them up in the middle of a bog full of mud men, and they just they take all of the the carpet bagging adventurer's magical possessions and throw it in there, and they stake him up, you know, so he can't get away. And all the mud men, sensing the intruder, they throw, and then it suffocates, and then he falls down, and then all the rest of him is eaten, you know, sustaining itself. Yeah.
Yeah, that would work. And like they just like, you know, and that's a good hook where like somebody, you know, you have to go get like some minor magical item for this, you know, tribe of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these Faerun yokels.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what it is. It's like, you know, like literally, what are you guys going to do with this, you know, I don't know, wand of true seeing?
Yeah.
Like nothing's trying to do illusions on you, losers. Like nothing. And then they just like, we're going to stick it in the mud. And you're like, okay. Okay, Cletus. Like,
yep.
Whatever. And then just, you know, it's a, like, but I guess that makes me think though, that this means you can kind of literally plant these things.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you plant a potion next to water, like you will get mud men.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a very, very weird, like one-to-one relationship there. The other thing that could happen is at the site of like great battles, like if a battle takes place on a river and a bunch
shit.
Of people's like, you know, magical shit, you know, fell down or they lost magical swords and stuff. Like you could have like, you know, two rivers that cross at the battle of like, you know, crossed swords or something like that. And it's just crawling with them because there are so many magical items.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, a widow asks you to go recover, you know, the wedding ring from her, you know, fallen general. You know, husband or whatever, and then
but he also had a ring of, you know, blade resistance and a ring of the ram or something.
Yeah.
So among everything else, and there's just like this like whole section of two rivers that people can't go to,
right?
Anymore.
And you go there and you think, oh well, surely this ring has been eaten, but no, it is the plainest ring because it's not, you know, it is the realest magic of all, the magic of love and eternal commitment
and monogamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what the adventurers learn at the end.
Yeah.
And then they all get married to each other. The ranger gets married to the paladin. The wizard gets married to the thief. The fighter gets married to his mount, I guess. I don't know. Nobody gets married to them.
Yep, to the mount.
I really want like a D&D adventurer. Like, you know how there's that belt that makes you change gender in D&D? I really want one that makes you marry the closest person to you. Like, you put on a ring and it's the wedding ring or whatever. And then like, it's like, well, I guess I'm married to you, Shadowbane. Fuck.
Man. Pretty good. Oh wait, right. No, we're back. Usually when I say pretty good, that ends it. What a horrible marriage.
Oh, there we go. Right. And scene.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.